Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Rice County jury yesterday convicted 61-year-old Wayne Emil Paxa of first-degree sale of methamphetamine and second-degree possession. Paxa of Faribault was at his home on 6th Street Northwest when officers executed a search warrant. They found scales used to weigh drugs, pipes with suspected meth residue, and a total of 45 grams of methamphetamine, along with 4 amphetamine pills and a large amount of cash. Paxa is well known to Rice County law enforcement with over 30 years of contact with them on both minor offenses and felonies. Minnesota sentencing guidelines require a sentence of 64 to 90 months for Paxa, who represented himself at trial. Although he has many felony convictions, most are too old to count on his current sentence. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said the evidence clearly established Paxa was dealing methamphetamine in Faribault. This case was the result of good work by the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force. Northfield Hospital and Clinics have had strong leadership and expanded since becoming city-owned in 1934 when it was a 12-bed hospital on 8th and Water Street. In 2001, they broke ground on a $34 million hospital and clinic on North Avenue, becoming a regional medical destination with continued expansion. They've been governed by a 9-member hospital board for decades. The board was heavily involved in the negotiations for a senior housing project presented to council and now approved. Mayor Pownell was displeased that the city was not more involved early on. She appointed herself to the hospital board in January. This week, council discussed forming a temporary city hospital governance committee beyond the hospital board. Mayor Pownell.
Now we do already have a regular meeting between the hospital chair and CEO and the council liaison mayor and the city administrator, and this would be an opportunity for us to expand that group and invite in a couple more hospital board members, another city council member, and really just work on communication.
Administrator Mardig explained that there's a lot of crossover between council and the hospital when it comes to their capital projects.
Those types of projects that are with the council, how should we approach those? How do we make those work as well so that we know what the city's goals and priorities are from that standpoint, and how do we bring those forward?
He added that their goal for the committee is broad.
Because we didn't want to be too specific going into the process, but we do have the support of the CEO and hospital chair, and the hospital board was open to exploring this as well.
Mayor Pownell says they have a timeline of 6 months, but could go longer. She said the idea is to keep the hospital around for the long term. Members of the governance committee will be appointed by the mayor next month. And Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn lifted the burning ban but noted that last weekend there were 7 fires in the county that either rekindled from Saturday, when there was no restriction, to people burning when they shouldn't have been. He said,
Pretty unfortunate outcome for one person in the county where they lost a couple tractors and a couple vehicles.
While the restriction has been lifted, he still says to be cognizant of the weather, especially wind. He added,
you have to get a permit if you're going to be doing anything other than grilling or a recreational fire, which is your 3x3 diameter. So get your permits, go through your fire department or your township.
Locally, go to nafrs.org, nafrs.org, to apply for your permit. I'll have today's funeral notices next.